It was an idea that pitted the union against MTA leadership. Armed officers standing guard over MTA facilities to watch employees coming and going. Leadership at the Transport Workers Union compared it to prison guards watching over inmates. Now the Daily News is reporting the MTA is abandoning the effort. The union calls it a good development. It all came as the agency dealt with accusations of overtime abuse. Chairman Pat Foy said it didn't appear to be a systemic problem.
You're going to have lots of fine, upstanding people, and you're going to have a very small minority of people who sadly cheat.
But John Samuelson with the local transport workers union called it a knee-jerk reaction from Foy.
He cannot maintain the system in a state of good repair without assigning overtime.
Multiple investigations were opened up, including one by the MTA's Inspector General, Barry Kluger. But now multiple reports indicate Kluger is set to retire after 12 years on the job. Governor Cuomo, who maintains he doesn't have much control over the MTA, is set to appoint Kluger's successor. Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.